This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has described his government as compassionate and devoted to welfare of the poor. As the NDA government at the centre completes 11 years in office, Mr. Modi emphasised the government's transformative efforts in combating poverty and empowering citizens through inclusive development. In a social media post, the Prime Minister highlighted key initiatives such as PM Awas Yojana, PM Ujjwala Yojana, Jan Dhan Yojana and Ayushman Bharat, which have significantly improved access to housing, clean cooking fuel, banking services and healthcare. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today said that the direct train between Jammu and Kashmir will run in September after work on Jammu Railway Station is completed. He said that work on Jammu Railway Station is going on and is expected to be completed by September. The minister visited Jammu Railway Station where he inspected the ongoing development works. His visit comes as part of the preparations for the launch of a much-anticipated train service to Kashmir. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is all set to flag off Vande Bharat trains tomorrow at Katra. Mr. Vaishnav said that Prime Minister will also inaugurate Chenab and Anji bridges.
चिनाब का ब्रिज बहुत बड़ा एक टेक्निकल मार्वल है इसको बनाने में कई तरह की चैलेंजेस को फेस करके बनाया गया इसके टेक्निकल पैरामीटर्स को अगर देखें तो इस ब्रिज का डिजाइन 260 किलोमीटर प्रति घंटा विंड स्पीड और जोन 5 सिस्मिक जोन के हिसाब से उसका डिजाइन है यानी एक बहुत ही कॉम्प्लेक्स प्रोसेस से इसका डिजाइन किया गया है इसकी फाउंडेशन फुटबॉल फील्ड के आधे के बराबर है 30,000 टन स्टील लगाए
Besides, Mr. Modi will lay the foundation and inaugurate several projects worth 46,000 crore rupees in Jammu and Kashmir. The President, Vice President and Prime Minister on the World Environment Day today call upon citizens to strengthen their resolve to reaffirm their commitment to protecting the planet. In a social media post, President Draupadi Murmu emphasized the power of collective action that can lead to a greener earth for future generations. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar highlighted the link between planetary health and all living beings. Prime Minister Narendra Modi shared a video message praising grassroots efforts to make the environment greener and more sustainable.
Prakruti rakshati rakshita, arthat jo prakruti ki raksha karte hain, prakruti unki raksha karti hai.
Paryavaran mein santulan ye hamari puratan parampara ka ek ahem hissa hai. Hamare yahan kaha gaya hai, yat pinde tad brahmand. Yani जो पिंड यानी जीव में है वही ब्रह्मांड में है
On the occasion, the Prime Minister led a special tree plantation drive at Bhagwan Mahavir Vanasthali Park in New Delhi today. Mr. Modi planted a banyan sapling under the Ek Ped Ma Ke Naam initiative. Prime Minister Modi also flagged off 200 electric buses under the Delhi government's sustainable transport initiative. In flood-affected Sikkim, evacuation of stranded tourists from Chaten has been stalled due to bad weather. The rescue operation had commenced this morning with two Mi-17 helicopters, successfully completing two sorties so far to airlift 63 evacuees out of 109 stranded tourists to Pakyong Greenfield Airport from Chaten. In Assam, the flood situation remains critical as incessant rainfall continues to swell water levels of river and inundate new areas. Over 6 lakh people across 19 districts have been affected, with nearly 1,500 villages submerged. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today met Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Foreign Affairs of Kazakhstan, Murat Nurtliu, in New Delhi. During the meeting, Dr. Jaishankar signed a program of cooperation for strengthening India-Kazakhstan ties. He also discussed facets of strategic partnership between both the countries, focusing on political, trade, investment and energy cooperation. Benchmark domestic equity indices continued the upward momentum today, extending gains from the previous session, boosted by broad-based rally and mirroring gains in major Asian markets. The 30-share index of the Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex rose 444 points to settle at 81,442, and the National Stock Exchange's Nifty 50 climbed 131 points to end at 24,751. And that is the end of this news bulletin.